The Mets begin their final series against the Nationals this season, and Travis d'Arnaud would make an impact early and often.
The 1-0 pitch, fastball hit deep to left. Down the line, this one may go. Home run, Travis d'Arnaud.
Smith holding on Kendrick, and the 2-1 laced in the air deep to right. That ball's going to go. It's a long home run for Adam Lind. Washington 3 and the Mets 1.
His first pitch. Fastball hit high in the air to left center, pretty deep, going back. Robles at the track, at the wall, it's gone! Travis d'Arnaud ties the game. His second home run of the game.
And Aoki flies one out to deep center field. Back goes the center fielder. It's over his head. It bounces over the wall. A ground rule double, and that'll bring in the lead run.
2-2 the count. Familia sets. Here's the pitch. Kendrick runs. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Put it in the books. Familia throwing a 96-mile-an-hour sinker past the rookie Victor Robles. And the Mets have taken the opener of this three-game series from the Washington Nationals.
7-6 New York is your final. Jairis Familia records his first save since May the 5th. Travis d'Arnaud delivers the second multi-home run game of his career, and New York snaps a three-game skid. So the Mets fight back from an early deficit to knock off the division champions. They are 66-87 on the year. Here's their manager, Terry Collins.
He's fought. He works unbelievably hard every day. And I think, you know, to finally be back out there in a situation that, you know, he's made this team good by pitching the ninth inning. And it was nice to see him out there. I think that since we've been splitting the catching time, both these guys are rested. I don't see too much fatigue. You know, they've been getting days off, and I think that's made a big difference. And I think they've kept their energy level pretty high, and he's just swinging the bat really well, which we know he can do. You know, as we saw, every one of these guys start to get a little bit better, And, I mean, tomorrow night will be the first time we get to see Noah. But, you know, yeah. But we've also been there, and we've seen it done, so we know it exists. And we know how good this team could have been. But, you know, reality is you got to – get through it and grind it out, and we try to do that. I think tonight's a perfect example that we haven't cashed it in. We're down 6-1 and come back and win the game. So, these guys are still playing for something. There's guys playing for jobs for next year, and I think that's meaningful to go out and play the way you're supposed to play, no matter what your record says or how you're doing at the moment, but to go out and play the game right.
And Jairis Familia had perhaps his best moment of the season, retiring the only batter he faced to get his fourth save of the year.
Dile que lo mismo que le dije al principio, me siento bien por ayudar al equipo en situación, pero a la misma vez no me importa que sea el noveno o el octavo, solamente quiero ir a lo mejor de mí cualquier entrada.
Obviously, it just feels really good to be able to help the team out. But like I said before, I don't care if it was that ninth inning, I don't care if it was the eighth inning. Any chance that I get in there to help the team, I'm feeling good about.
The Mets continue their series against the Nationals on Saturday. Noah Syndergaard returns from the DL to make his first start since April.